Lux presents Hollywood. Lehman Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Charlton Heston and Gene Peters in Viva Zapata. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Irving Cummings.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we are presenting two new faces in motion pictures. Two young players who are among Hollywood's most popular stars, Charlton Heston and Gene Peters, and who will undoubtedly be among the outstanding artists of tomorrow. And we have chosen one of the most exciting and dynamic pictures of the season for their co-starring roles. It's Viva Zapata, the story of one of Mexico's famous leaders, as created by the 20th Century Fox Studios. You know, many of the scenes for Viva Zapata were shot on location. And although going on location can be in the nature of a vacation, our glamorous stars know that it can't be a vacation from their beauty care. Our lovely actresses are devoted to their daily Lux facials, whether on location or at home. Now, Viva Zapata, starring Charlton Heston as Zapata and Gene Peters as hostess.
In the year 1909, a delegation of peons journeyed to the presidential palace in Mexico City. A ragged group of Indians, they'd been granted an audience with Porfirio Diaz.
Well, my children, you must have had some reason for coming here. Surely there's something you want to tell me?
They have taken our land away, my president.
Ah, you can talk. Now, who took your land away? Who?
The big estate at Menincuilco. They have taken our green valleys, my president. They leave only the rocky hillsides.
They build fences with barbed wire. They plant sugarcane in our corn land.
You can prove that you own those lands? I must have facts as well as accusations.
We have a paper from the Spanish Crown, my president, and another paper from the Mexican Republic.
Well, if this is true, you have no problem. The law will settle it, my children. But first you must find your boundary stones. Verify your boundaries. You will do this for me?
Oh, yes, my
friend. Good. Now go home, my children, and establish your boundaries.
Thank you, my president. We can't verify the boundaries, my president. There are guards at the fence with rifles.
Well, the courts will settle everything.
With your permission, do you know of any land suit that was ever won by country people?
My children, I am your father, your protector. But you must be patient.
With your permission, we make our tortillas out of corn, not patience. And patience will not cross an armed and guarded fence. To do as you suggest, we need your authority to cross the barbed wire.
I cannot possibly exercise such authority.
You advised it, my president.
What is your name?
Zapata. Emiliano Zapata.
As they left, the president read the names of his petitioners. And around the name Zapata, he drew a heavy black circle. The Indians went home. They cut the barbed wire and swarmed over the newly planted sugar cane, searching for their boundary stones. But the guards, the rurales, were waiting for them. They had been ordered to kill only one man, Zapata. But Zapata escaped. With his brother Eufemio and a handful of men, he found safety in the high and lonely mountains. And there a man came, searching for him.
You are Zapata. All week I have searched these mountains for you.
Who are you?
I was sent by your friends.
For what purpose?
I come with news of Madero.
Madero? Who's Madero?
He is the leader of the fight against Diaz. I must talk with you.
Talk? Go ahead.
First, I will read something. The true meaning of democracy has long been forgotten. The control of our country is in the hands of a tyrant, and those he has named to carry out his ruthless orders.
Who wrote that?
Francisco Madero. If we are to bring back the freedom that goes only with democracy, we must unite and drive the tyrant from office.
This Madero, where is he now?
The United States, Texas.
A fine place to be fighting Diaz.
He's ready now to move. He sent out many people like me to find leaders. That's how I found out about Emiliano Zapata.
Get him something to eat.
You, come with me.
Hey, Pablo, what about it? This Madero, this is his picture here in the paper?
A small man, Emiliano, with a beard. A good man.
I like the look of his eyes.
Then find him. Talk to him.
I can't, not now.
The girl again? Espejo's daughter?
I said not now. You will go, Pablo. You look in his face and tell me what you see.
Me? He's in Texas.
Go to Texas.
How far is it?
Who knows? Go and see. If you like what you find in Madero's face, tell him about our troubles. Tell him that we recognize him as the leader against Diaz.
I will be back when you see me again.
That man, where is he going?
What?
Where is he going?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Now, where is he going?
I don't know. He didn't say.
What's the matter with him?
With him, it's a woman. What else?
Yes, with Zapata it was a woman. And that night he went down to her house in the village and hid in the shadow of her window and called to her.
Emiliano.
Be quiet. I must speak to your Josefa.
The rallies are after you.
I know. When may I speak with your father?
No. Never.
Why not? What's wrong with me?
It's what would be wrong with me if I married you.
What does that mean?
It means that I have no intention of ending up washing clothes in a ditch and packing tortillas like an Indian.
My mother was a Salazar. Zapatas were chieftains when your grandfather lived in a cave. Just remember that.
Well, you're not chieftains now. You have no land, no money. Without luck, you'll be in jail by tomorrow. And after that, go! You're hurting
you. Listen to me. I've been offered an important position, Don Nazio Relatore.
Don Nazio doesn't hire a fugitive from the law.
If I accept, you'll have me pardoned.
Pardoned? Why? Why would he want you?
Apparently you don't know that I am the best judge of horses in the country. You're the only one who doesn't know this.
The answer is still no.
I could take you away with me right now.
I could not prevent you, could I? But sooner or later, you would go to sleep.
And then you would kill me? No. You're too respectable.
I would do it because I am respectable. I want to live a safe life without surprises, and preferably with a rich man.
You don't mean that.
I mean exactly that. Come back when you can offer me something.
And Zapata took her arm. He touched it gently with his fingers, as a blind man touches to recognize and to remember. And he left without looking at her face. Zapata became a horse buyer, and his patron, Don Nacio, secured his pardon. In his love for Josefa, Zapata struggled to shut his eyes to the misery of his people. When he had saved a little money and owned a good suit of clothes, he made up his mind to see Josefa's father. But on that very day, a traveler returned from Texas.
We can talk here, Emiliano. Now tell him, Pablo, tell him.
We spoke of you much in Texas, Emiliano.
One strong push and Diaz is finished. Now,
wait.
Madero promises.
Wait a minute. You, Fernando, how are you in all of this?
Madero sent him with me.
He wants a message from you.
Tell him to get another lease.
You don't believe in him?
Yes.
So?
Tell him to get someone else. I have private affairs. I don't want to be the conscience of the world. I don't want to be the conscience of anybody.
That is all you have to say?
It's enough for me. Come on, let's get out of here.
Zapata stayed on the road. He'd go on to the village and speak to Josefa's father. But other men were on the road. Men in uniform.
Rurales. Four men on horses, one on foot.
With a rope around his neck.
Who is he, Eufemio?
The old man, Innocente.
What's he done?
Who knows?
Come on.
Vigilante! What's the matter?
Get away from the prisoner.
What have you done? What are they taking you for?
The rope's too tight. He can't pull.
Give him some water. What did he do?
They're all crazy, these Indians. The craziest people I ever saw.
What did he do?
The captain tells me to bring them in. They're always doing something.
I think you'd better let him go.
Thomas Shepard, put it away.
Let him go.
Get to the village! Hit it.
Now the old man was dead. Carefully, gently, they bore the body back to his house.
He was stubborn, stubborn. He would not listen. Now he is dead.
What did he do?
He crawled through the fence at night to plant the corn.
My father does the same. Still believes that the land belongs to him.
The field is like a woman. You live with it all your life. It's hard to learn that she isn't yours anymore.
They will be after you again, Emiliano. You can hide in my house.
It would be an honor to take care of your horse.
Thank you. I'll go now.
Where?
I was on my way to the village.
Oh, but the rurales.
I am still on my way.
Was captured at the door of Josefa's house. They put a rope around his neck and set out for their headquarters. And as they rode, men appeared from out of nowhere. They emerged from either side of the road, quietly and in order, but with rifles and machetes. Side by side, they rode with the rurales. But the captain said nothing, until still another band appeared and blocked the way.
What are you trying to do? This man is a criminal.
With your permission, we are here to see that the prisoner does not escape.
You're breaking the law.
Helping the law. With your permission, we are guarding the prisoner.
Yeah. Cut the rope. Let him go.
Cut the rope?
Give me your knife. I'll do it myself.
The captain is letting him go. What a kind man.
Emiliano, we have brought your horse.
Thank you.
What about the rurales?
Let them go.
Let them go? And what about the wire?
What wire?
The telegraph wire. Cut the wire before they use it.
No. It belongs to the government. If you touch that wire, you've rebelled against the government.
Euphemio.
Well, cut the wire.
The rebellion had started, and the troops came, the president's troops. For many bitter weeks, death walked across the cornland, but Zapata led his people, wise in the ways of traps and ambush and sudden raids. And the day came when there were no more troops to fight. And on that day, the legend of Zapata was written across the face of Mexico. When it was over, Zapata returned to the house of Josefa Espejo.
Where is Eufemio?
Still inside, sir. Still in the house. Still with the girl and her relatives.
An hour and three quarters already.
What a waste of time.
I've loved with all my heart 100 women I never want to see again. And he's still after this one. It escapes me.
This is the way these people go about getting married. They sit in chairs and talk proverbs.
That makes me sick.
Go to the saloon. Everyone else is celebrating. You may as well, too.
The general must be protected.
Are you crazy? Who tried to harm your brother?
Nobody, my friend. Not while I'm here.
But I still do not know, Josefa. Did you think of me while I was away or didn't you?
It is said that a warrior's shield is the heart of his beloved.
Huh?
Well, that's very true.
Emiliano, it is said that Madero himself has made you general of all the armies of the South. Is it true?
It is true, Senor Espejo.
But what of the North? When will the fighting in the North be over?
No one knows. Days or months.
Father, is Emiliano here to talk of war?
But it is such an honor. A general. General Zapata.
Josefa, let's go for a walk. There might be a breeze on the road.
A walk? Alone? Impossible.
Yes, yes, sir.
Forgive me, Senora. Whip dog is a wiser dog.
Do you think that three women and a goose make a market?
This, I believe, that love cannot be bought except
with love, and that he who has a good wife wears heaven in his hat.
Mm-hmm. But I ask you, please, when can we be alone? When can we talk as we want to talk?
Perhaps tomorrow.
No. But only perhaps. And now we shall have refreshment.
This is as it should be. A starved body has a skinny soul.
Yes.
Maria!
Yes. Emiliano! Emiliano, quick, to the window!
Well?
It's Fernando, a telegram from Madero.
The yard has run away! The yard has left the country!
Is it true?
It's true, Emiliano!
A favor. The fighting is over.
Emiliano!
Jose!
She kissed him on the lips. Jose! Be quiet, Mama! The fighting is over.
They were married that afternoon, and all night long the town celebrated the victory and the wedding with wine and singing and the playing of music.
Finally, it's happened. I have a sister now, Fernando.
You're drunk.
Ooh, very drunk. And you are very sober. I know what's the matter with you, Fernando.
What?
You have heavy blood. You're unhappy because the fighting is over.
I am unhappy with half victories.
I love you, Fernando, but I don't like you. I never liked you, my darling friend.
There will be more bloodshed.
All right, more, but not tonight. Here, take the bottle. Be human. Enjoy yourself. Blood.
Can't you sleep? How long have you sat here by the window?
I don't know. Pretty soon I'll go to sleep.
What are you thinking?
Nothing.
But you are.
No. No.
What are you worried about? We'll find a good piece of land someplace and we'll settle down.
Now go to sleep.
I don't want to sleep. Emiliano, the fighting is over.
Madero's in the capital. Tomorrow, I will leave and go to talk to him.
Can I go with you?
No.
Do you think we'll have children?
Yes.
We'll name them all Francisco, after Madero, because he brought peace. Emiliano, please, tell me. Is it something about me?
You must never think that, Josefa. I love you.
And you will tell me.
Madero will have men around him, men from schools, lawyers, educated men. My horse and my rifle won't help me there. I can't read, Josefa. I can't even read. Oh.
When they asked you to win battles, did they say, can you read, Zapata?
Teach me.
Of
teach
course.
Teach me to read.
Of course.
Well, teach me now. Get a book. Here. Here's the book.
The Bible?
Well, open it. Any page. It doesn't matter.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Which word is God? Which is heaven?
Now watch. In.
In.
The.
The.
Beginning.
In the beginning. In the beginning.
Two of Viva Zapata in a few moments. Now, here's your Lux Hollywood reporter, Libby Collins.
The picture in the news tonight is The Turning Point, Paramount's hard-hitting documentary of a crime investigating committee fighting to clean up a big city. William Holden plays the reporter, Edmund O'Brien, the chief investigator, and Alexis Smith, the beautiful society girl who becomes O'Brien's Girl Friday.
The men are both in love with Alexis, but they've hardly time for romance. They're so busy fighting crime.
Yes. Yeah.
That reflects daily Lux Soap Care.
Ken, Alexis is just one shining example of Lux Beauty Care. 9 out of 10 glamorous screen stars depend on Lux facials. Their fresh, lovely complexions show you what Lux Care can do for your skin.
And here's why. Lux Soap Care has skin tonic action. Yes, a beautifying tonic action that brings your skin luscious new smoothness, freshness. You see, skin tonic action helps your skin retain natural moisture. And that's a must for radiant, young-looking skin.
It's wonderful how quickly your skin responds to this stimulating care. You just cream in rich Lux lather. Then, after you rinse warm, splash cold, you'll see your skin looks clearer, feels more satiny.
Tomorrow, try Hollywood's Lux Soap Facials. Beauty care that helps any normal skin, even dry skin, bloom with softer beauty. Yes, Lever Brothers Company guarantees Lux Toilet Soap Care with Skin Tonic Action will make your skin definitely smoother, definitely fresher. Now our producer, Mr. Irving Cummings.
Act Two of Viva Zapata, starring Charlton Heston as Zapata and Gene Peters as Josefa.
And so Zapata journeyed to Mexico City, for this was a troubled man, and only Madero could ease the turmoil in his mind. They met in the presidential palace where once before Zapata had asked the same question.
The land, sir. When will the village land be given back to the people?
Tell them that they will get their land, but under the law. This is a delicate matter, Emiliano. It must be studied.
What is there to study, my president?
The lands must be given back so there will be no injustice. And speaking of lands, close the doors, please. Let me show you this map. You see here, where these two streams meet? The land here is very rich and well-watered. Has a good house on it. You know what this is, General?
Oh, it is a ranch.
It is your ranch.
Mine.
It is a custom to reward victorious generals, and no one deserves it more than you.
I did not fight for a ranch.
I don't think you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. The land I fought for was not for myself. Now, what are you going to do about the land I did fight for?
Believe me, it will all be taken care of in good time.
Now is a good time, sir.
No, no, there is only one way to do these things. Oh, this noise is confusion. I can't think. Get out, please. Everybody, please, get out.
There are papers to be signed, sir.
Let them wait. Let them wait till I... General, would you excuse me?
You will return?
Immediately.
Ephemio, come here. Fernando...
Pablo. Mr. Madero, he's a very busy man.
He has things to do every minute, night and day.
He is a mouse in a black suit. He talks too much like Diaz.
No, no, Madero is right. This is peace, Emiliano. It takes time. We must work by law.
But first, the land must be given back.
And if Madero doesn't do it?
Well, Fernando?
Then he is an enemy, too.
You're his emissary, his officer.
I'm a friend to no one and to nothing, Pablo, except logic and reality.
Peace is very difficult. Euphemio, what do you think?
That's a nice piece of land he offered.
No! What's the harm? You've never taken anything. The result, we have nothing. A ranch like that...
You see, I have kept my word. I am back. Emiliano, I promise you that my first thought is of the land, but in a way that is permanent. Before you can do anything by law, you must have law. We cannot have an armed and angry nation.
Then what do we do?
Stack your arms. That is my first request. Stack your arms and disband your army.
Who will enforce the laws once we have them?
The regular army. General Huerto, the police, the rurales.
They are the ones we just fought and beat. Hey, give me your watch.
My watch?
Give it to me. My rifle's loaded and it points at your heart.
Here, take it.
It's a beautiful watch. Very expensive. Here, now, take my rifle.
Take your rifle? I don't understand.
Hey, take my rifle. Now, everything is different. This time you have the rifle, so I give you back your watch. But without the rifle, never.
You draw a strong moral.
You ask us to disarm. How could we keep our land if we disarm?
But it is not that simple. There's a matter of time.
Time is one thing to a lawmaker, but to a farmer, there is a time to plant and a time to harvest, and you cannot plant in harvest time.
General Zapata, do you trust me?
I trust you the way my people trust me, and they trust me as long as I keep my promises and not one minute longer.
Where are you going?
I'm going home. I will wait, but not for long.
I just saw Zapata. He was leaving, huh?
You are listening to us, General Huerta?
A little, perhaps. Kill that Zapata now. Kill him and you save time and lives. Your own, maybe.
I do not shoot my own people. He's a fine man, an honest man.
What's that got to do with it? Man can be honest and completely wrong.
I trust him.
Good. Meanwhile, I'll take my troops down to Moreras and help him to decide to disarm.
No. I must have time to think.
Forgive me.
Pablo, come in.
There is something I had hoped to say.
All right, my friend, you can speak freely.
Oh, I'm so glad you came back. I want you to speak to General Zapata again for me.
He won't come back, my president. He's stubborn. But if you would come down to Moreras, he's different there. He needs you, sir, to help him. And if you will excuse me, you need him, too?
I will come.
Thank you.
What does the president say? Madero is going to Moreras, but no troops. He forbids it. Oh, the odor of goodness.
No troops.
We'll never get anywhere as long as Zapata's alive. He believes in what he's fighting for.
So does Madero.
Madero's a mouse. He can be handled. But Zapata's a tiger. You'll have to kill a tiger.
So Madero went to Moreras. He spoke to the people, to the followers of Zapata. Then the people assembled in the public square and surrendered their arms. Madero watched them with a look of great happiness on his face. And Zapata also watched. But who could tell what he thought?
You see, my friend, your people give up their weapons gladly. We are a nation at peace.
He explained it very well, didn't he, Emiliano?
They believe me, Pablo. Do you, General?
I've been fighting so long, I don't understand peace.
Peace is a problem. Many men have been honest in war, but I often wonder how long a man can stay honest under the pressure of peace.
This is a man I can love, Emiliano.
Emiliano! Emiliano!
Fernando, on your brother.
What is it?
That's him. That's my dear.
What is it?
Where's the troops coming through the
back? No. And you didn't know it.
No. I can't.
How many? Three regiments with artillery.
How did you find this out?
Because I posted scouts. I didn't trust Madero on our right.
We're cut him completely. I'll stop him myself. He would not
dare. Emiliano, you must trust him. Only Madero can bring us.
Benio, the buglers, rifles and ammunition.
No, listen to me.
Now get up the snipers and flank the road.
Back, Madero. He runs around like a chicken without a head.
Might be better to finish him off. What do you say, Emiliano?
There must be no fighting. I give you my word, I will stop the troops.
I hope so.
But if you don't, I will.
My president, Cuarto must have misunderstood. He too has good qualities. Believe me, Pablo.
I know. And I'll talk to Emiliano. I'll bring you two together again.
The rifles again were in the hands of the Zapatistas. They waited in hiding, in ambush, and they destroyed the troops of General Huerta. But Huerta had many more regiments. This Madero knew. So he went to Huerta to plead for peace.
But where is he? Why won't Huerta see me? I've been here for days. I'm a prisoner.
The general has been guarding you for your safety, my president. Outside, you have many enemies.
How can you say such things? I don't understand. Why can't I see him?
But, sir, the general wants to see you now, tonight. That's why I'm here. He has sent a special automobile. We will leave at once.
And it's going to be all right. Yes, it's going to be all right.
It's a rainy night, sir. I brought a heavy coat for you.
Hurry. We mustn't keep him waiting.
On the road some distance away, Huerta had instructed his soldiers. He gave a signal when he saw the headlights of the approaching automobile. And when it stopped and Madero ran to him through the rain, he gave another signal. Fighting resumed, Huerta against Zapata and Pancho Villa. In his village, Zapata had a prisoner, his friend of a lifetime, Pablo.
You look at me, Emiliano, and you say nothing. Not even a word.
You were his friend, Pablo, and you betrayed him.
Let him tell me that himself.
I have nothing to say.
The squad is waiting, Emiliano.
Let it wait. I'm going home. I'll be back tomorrow. I send a message to Josefa. I promised her that...
Are you putting this off?
No.
Pablo met with the enemy. I have witnesses.
You don't need witnesses. Just ask me. It's true, Emiliano. I met with Madero before he was taken away and killed.
You met him many times.
Many times, Fernando. He tried to hold back Huerta, and Huerta killed him.
When you went to Madero, you deserted our cause.
He was a good man. He wanted to build houses, plant fields. If we could begin to build, even while we're burning. If we could plant while we destroy.
Our cause is the land, not thoughts or ideas or laws. Corn planted, earth to feed the family.
But can a good thing come from a bad act? The question beats in my head. Can peace ever come from so much killing? Can a man whose thoughts are born in anger and hatred, can such a man lead to peace and govern in peace? You must have thought about it, Emiliano. Do you know?
The last time you saw Madero, they followed you back across the line.
They found our camp on the river. How many men did we lose? How many?
You knew our rule against consorting with the enemy.
Yes, my general.
And you ignored it.
Yes, my general.
I'll call the squad.
No. Not strangers. Emiliano, do it yourself. Yourself.
Fernando, go.
As you wish.
Where is he, Fernando?
He's busy.
There's a messenger just come from Pancho Villa.
Tell him to wait, Lazaro. The general's busy.
But he says it's important. I think it's good news, Fernando. I think he...
Get the messenger. Zapata will see him now.
Look at you. My own daughter.
Look at your dress.
Look at this house. Why is he a general at all? What's he got from it? Is this the house of a general?
Emiliano has sent me a message. He'll be home soon, and things will be different. He's been busy. He's had to see Villa.
Pancho Villa, he knows what to do with his opportunities. Being a general is a business opportunity. The Pater could have half the state, and everyone would respect him for it. But he won't touch it. Not one inch of land, not one penny. I give him up. I never had faith in him. Never.
Emiliano.
Oh, welcome. Oh, welcome home, my son.
Josefa.
You're hurt.
No, tired.
How did you get through the lines?
As of yesterday, there are no lines. Huerta is defeated. Villa's in Mexico City.
Congratulations, my son.
Emiliano, something's wrong.
No, nothing. We've won. I just need some sleep. Stay by me, Josefa. Stay by me while I sleep. Once again, Zapata went to Mexico City, and where it was first Diaz and then Madero, now it was Pancho Villa. But the meeting with Villa was not in a palace. It was in a wood near the military encampment, and the two generals lay on the ground, leaning against trees. They ate fruit and they talked.
Forgive me, gentlemen, but it's past 3 o'clock.
Go to bed, Fernando.
But, General, there is so much to discuss.
What do you think we have been doing?
I mean political matters, sir.
Me? I have made up my mind. I'm going home. I have a nice ranch now, Emiliano.
Oh?
I'm going to be president of a ranch. In the morning, no bugles, only roosters. You know somebody took a shot at me today? Somebody I didn't even know?
Sir, what do you propose?
Nothing. No proposals. I've been fighting too long. I'm sick of it, Emiliano. You beat one of them, two more jump up. I used to think it would work.
But what about Mexico?
I have it all figured out. There's only one man I can trust. Emiliano, you can read?
Yeah, a little.
Senor the President.
No.
Yes.
No.
I just appointed you. You sleep on it, you'll see I'm right. There isn't anyone else.
There is you.
Me? Do I look like a president? There is no one else, Emiliano.
God, your will, Joe.
Before we continue with Act Three of Viva Zapata, meet Lux Lovely, Helene Stanley, whom you'll see in 20th Century Fox's great Technicolor saga, The Snows of Kilimanjaro.
Mr. Cummings, this picture is my big break. I play a love scene with Gregory Peck. But he leaves me, alas, to become a writer. And three beautiful women enter his life. Susan Hayward, Ava Gardner, and Hilda Gardner.
Helene, it's certainly a compliment to be in the cast for such a picture. Everything about it spells greatness. The story by Ernest Hemingway, the Darrell F. Zanuck production, and the magnificent scenery of Africa, Paris, Spain, the Riviera. I'm quite sure everyone will enjoy The Snows of Kilimanjaro.
It was thrilling, Mr. Cummings, to play in the same cast with Susan Hayward. She's so talented and so beautiful. You know, visiting Susan's dressing room, I found she uses the same complexion care I do. Wonderful Lux toilet soap.
Well, Helene, you'll find Lux in practically every dressing room that has a star on the door. You see, Lux toilet soap care has skin tonic action, a gentle toning action that makes skin smoother, fresher, wonderfully younger looking.
And Mr. Carpenter, the big bath-sized Lux is a Hollywood favorite, too. We all know Lux beauty baths are the way to all-over loveliness.
Yes, a Lux beauty bath really gives all your skin new satin smoothness. And it's a real beauty treatment. You'll delight in the creamy richness of Lux lather. It's so abundant, even in hard water.
And what a heavenly fragrance Lux has. It's so flower fresh. Lux perfume really clings, too.
Why don't you try Hollywood's favorite beauty pickup? Get the big bath size Lux toilet soap tomorrow. You'll find life's lovely when you're Lux lovely. We pause now for station identification. This is the CBS Radio Network.
WDBO and WDBO FM, Orlando, Florida.
The curtain rises on Act Three of Viva Zapata, starring Charlton Heston as Zapata and Gene Peters as Josefa.
Zapata remained in Mexico City. He sat in a great office and struggled with the endless problems of people and government. No longer was Pablo at his side, nor even his brother Eufemio. But Fernando, yes. Fernando, always.
Oh, who's next?
There's a delegation from Morelos, but I'll tell them to come back in the morning. There are more pressing matters.
From Morelos? Tell them to come in now.
Yes, my president.
General, not president, general.
Yes, sir. Tell the delegation to come in.
I know these men. Lozano, Pepe, you got skinny. Well, what can I do for you, huh? What is it?
Well, tell me, what's wrong?
We have a complaint against your brother, Emiliano.
Your brother has moved into the hacienda at Ayala. Yes. And he took the land that you just distributed. He put us out. He killed a man who wouldn't go.
Lazaro, is this true?
Yes, it is true.
All right. All right.
When I get some time, I'll look into it.
These men haven't got time.
Hmm?
They've plowed the land. They've got it half-seeded. They haven't got time.
When we went to your brother, he said
my
that...
My brother's a general. He became a general fighting your enemies or winning your battles. And I'm one of you. You can trust me.
Then you know the land can't wait. Empty stomachs can't wait either.
What's your name?
Hernandez, my general.
Fernando, give me the list of their names.
Hernandez. H-E-R-N...
Give me a pencil.
We'll take care of this one. I'll speak to Bianco. I'll see
no.
to it.
No, there is no list of names. I never want to see another list of names. You, all of you, wait for me. Wait for me here.
Where are you going?
I'm going home.
Leave now and your enemies will be here tomorrow, in that room, at that desk. They'll hunt you down till you get your rest in the sun with the flies in your face. Leave now and I promise you, you won't live long.
I won't live long anyway, Fernando.
I won't go with you.
I don't expect you to. Now I know you, Fernando. A man with no fields, no wife, no friends, no love, you only destroy. That is your love. And I will tell you what you will do. You'll go to Obregon or Carranza, and you'll never change. Now hand me my rifle.
The delegates from Morelos had spoken the truth. Zapata's brother had stolen the hacienda at Ayala. Zapata found him there, sprawled on the rich carpet with a bottle in his hand.
Be careful what you say to me, Emiliano.
Get up.
Your arm. I need help. You're a little drunk.
I have come with men we both know. Did you take the land away from them?
I took what I wanted. Their land, their wives, their wine, whatever I wanted.
What kind of an animal are you?
I'm a man. Not a freak like my brother.
Get out.
Look, I fought as long and as hard as you did. I, too, am a general. And what's in my pocket? Nothing. Nothing but a little dust. We beat Diaz. He's living in a palace in Paris. We beat Huerta. He's a rich man in the United States. I have to beg pennies in my own village from people that never even fired a gun, but I'm a general. So I'm going to act like a general. I'm going to take what I want.
Let him go.
This land is yours again.
But you must protect it with your lives, if necessary, and your children with their lives. Our enemies will be back. If they drive us out of the valley, live on the sides of the mountains, but live. You've always looked for leaders, strong men without faults. There aren't any. There are only men like yourselves. They change, they desert, they die. There are no leaders but yourselves. And a strong people is the only lasting strength.
Emiliano! Decemio! Decemio!
Someone was waiting for him out there.
He held him in his arms, his dead brother, and he kissed his face and wept.
He was a general. We will bury him as a general.
No, he didn't die in battle, Lizardo. I'll take him home with me.
We will help you.
No, alone. Alone.
Zapata went back to the mountains, but because he still was a power, the new leaders, the new generals, sent their armies against him.
Can't find him. Neither Zapata nor his men. How can we fight an enemy we can't find?
There's only one thing to do. Wipe them out, all of them.
We go to their villages. Their corn is growing. In their houses there are fires in the hearth, but no people. We destroy the corn. We burn the houses. When we go back, there's a new shelter and the corn is growing again. They're like a different race. They're not afraid of anything.
Cut off the head of this snake and the body will die.
Ideas are harder to kill than snakes. How do you kill an idea?
Zapata. The answer is always Zapata. Kill Zapata and your problem is solved. We must send a man to Zapata. Men who will get him out of those mountains.
So they sent a man, and the friends of Zapata knocked at the door of his hut in the mountains and brought him the news.
This much is true, Emiliano. He took us to where they have stored their supplies. The guns are new, some never fired. Machine guns, too.
Ammunition?
A mountain of it.
Seen it?
Yes.
Enough of everything to last us a year.
This man, why does he want to join us?
He says he was stripped of his rank for nothing. A colonel, he wants revenge.
Sounds like a trap. But it's strange enough to be true.
What proof did he give you of his good faith?
He executed Juan Calzado, the chief of police who killed so many of our people.
Further proof he leaves to you.
All right.
All right, be back here tomorrow.
What did the men want?
Nothing, Osirio, nothing.
I want to know, Emiliano, what is happening?
Are the hens beginning to crow?
Every night I have the same thought. My heart says to me, now for the first time you have your husband alone sometimes, without fighting, running, hiding. But it also says that soon you will be dead and I have never known you in peace.
Osirio, I am
trying to make a plan.
My father told me. You squat over the grinding stone, he said. You beat your clothes clean on a river's bank. You'll walk behind him on the trail, and he will only speak to give you orders. And I said I love him, and I will have him.
Oh, Safer, we're getting all the ammunition we need.
No, I don't want to hear. Soon you will be gone, and one day a sorrow will come to the door and tell me that you're dead. That is what is left for me.
There's a man in the village, a federal Colonel Guajardo. He's giving me his regiment and all his equipment.
A trick?
I always suspect a trick. I wouldn't be alive if I didn't.
This is an easy way to kill you.
I haven't made up my mind.
Emiliano, don't go.
We need what Guajardo can do.
Don't go. I have a feeling.
Now, that's enough. I will make up my mind.
Emiliano, do you want to die?
I must do what is needed. It will be all right.
I will say something, but not for myself. If anything happens to you, what would become of the people? What would they have left?
Themselves.
With all the fighting and the death, what has really changed?
They have changed. That's how things really change. Slowly, through people. They don't need me anymore.
They have to be led?
Yes, but by each other. A strong man makes a weak people. Strong people don't need a strong man.
You're right or you're wrong. It doesn't matter. All I really know is that I love you. Look, the little clouds across the moon.
It's a good sign.
The clouds are racing. Time is racing, too.
The next day, Zapata's lieutenants had more news to tell him.
Guajardo can be trusted, Emiliano. He told us a troop train was coming. We put dynamite on the track.
The train came, as he said. It was destroyed.
And the supplies?
I saw them again, stacked and waiting, Emiliano.
What do you think?
What do you think, huh? Is that every ten?
Tonight. We'll ride down to the town tonight. There is just one thing I would like to know. Suppose that something happens to me.
We will get along.
And someday we'll go down into the valleys again. Until then, Emiliano, you have taught us how to survive.
Tonight.
Always in battle, Zapata had ridden a white horse. From the first, the same white horse. But a year ago, the horse had disappeared. Only Lazaro had found him again. And that night, he brought him to Zapata.
Look, Josefa, my old friend. The best horse I ever had.
You're leaving.
I lost him at Honokapapek, remember? The Federals must have had him. You see, the brand has changed. But now he's mine again. He's grown old, Josefa.
Emiliano! We're waiting!
Don't go, Emiliano. No! Don't go.
I will try to be back by sunrise. If not, then by
sunrise. Someone else. Don't go. I beg you. Emiliano, don't. Don't. Emiliano.
So they rode out of the mountains and into the town. It was arranged that Zapata would meet with Guajardo in the courtyard of the garrison. The two men alone. The gates of the fort were open and Zapata entered. But hidden behind a wall were 20 federal soldiers and the man called Fernando.
Cut the ribbon. We must have been terribly afraid of him. Well, Fernando, the tiger is dead.
The horse got away.
The horse?
The people are very superstitious.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes a dead man can be a terrible enemy. Well, what do we do with this?
The body will be exposed in the plaza so they can see it. So they can all see that he's dead.
The people saw the body, and some said it was the potter, and others, in the mountains, said it was not.
But I saw him. It must be. It must be.
Who do those Federals think they are fooling? Shot up that way, it could have been anybody. He's fooled them again.
Are you sure, Lazaro?
I rode with him. I fought with him all these years. They think they can fool me. They can't kill him.
They'll never get him. Can you capture a river? Can you kill the wind?
No. No, he's not a river and he's not the wind. Zapata is a man. And still they can't kill him.
Then where is he?
He's here, in these mountains.
Look, his horse. The white horse.
We couldn't find Zapata now. But if we ever need him again, he'll be back.
Yes. Yes, he's in the mountains.
In a moment, our stars will return.
Here's a special Merry Christmas money-saving offer from Lux Flakes.
This Christmas, Lux Flakes offers you a complete 127-piece Christmas gift wrapping kit for one Lux box top and 50 cents.
It includes yards of shining red satin ribbon, 10 big sheets of beautiful gift wrapping paper, 80 glossy Christmas seals, exquisite French fold gift cards, and many more glorious gift wrappings to transform up to 18 medium-sized packages into rare and exciting Christmas gifts.
This 127-piece gift wrapping kit is a regular $1.50 value, but you can have it for only one Lux Flakes box top and 50 cents. Send them to Lux, Box 34, New York 46, New York. Remember, send one Lux box top and 50 cents for each kit. That's Lux, Box 34, New York 46, New York. Offer closes November 30th. Good only in United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. Safe Lux Flakes are guaranteed by Lever Brothers Company. Now here's Mr. Cummings with our stars.
And here they are at the footlights, Charlton Heston and Gene Peters. And we certainly applaud your performances. You were just great.
Si, senor. Gracias.
Well, you're welcome, but why in Spanish?
When Charlton studied the part of Zapata, he thought he was supposed to have a Mexican accent.
Well, that's one problem we didn't have in the silent days. No dialect.
I read in an article, Irving, that you starred in and directed the longest serial ever made in silent picture.
That's right, Charlton. 30 episodes. It was called The Diamond from the Sky.
30 episodes? How did it end?
I don't know, Gene. We sold it to a radio for a daytime series.
And I'll bet I played in it one time. I came up from radio, you know.
That's some comeuppance. From radio serials to the star of Paramount's new picture, The Savage. And I think it's one of your best, Charles.
And how about your career, Jean?
Well, let's just say that I started as a Lux girl and I shall go right on being devoted to Lux Soap Complexion Care. But speaking of careers, watch for Mitzi Gaynor and Scott Brady's careers to zoom in their new picture for 20th Century Fox, The Bloodhounds of Broadway.
We will, Jean, if you'll be sure to listen next week. Because we don't want you to miss a delightful romantic comedy. It's Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's screen hit, Grounds for Marriage. And starring in the original roles, we'll have that popular favorite, Van Johnson. And a lovely lady with a beautiful voice, Catherine Grayson.
Now, we wouldn't miss that one, Irving. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. I'll see you at the polls tomorrow. Here's important news about mouth health for you and your entire family. And here's Ken Carpenter to tell you about it.
The first major test of chlorophyll toothpaste has now been reported in a leading dental journal. This report, now in the hands of your dentist, tells how Chlorodent, the largest selling chlorophyll toothpaste, was tested under the supervision of the dentists at Father Flanagan's famous boys' town in Nebraska. In this test, Chlorodent and a fine white toothpaste were used regularly by different groups of youngsters at boys' town. In only 60 days, three-quarters of the boys using Chlorodent showed dramatic improvement in mouth health. Chlorodent was proved to be twice as effective as the white toothpaste for quickly reducing acute gingivitis. And that's another reason why Lever Brothers Company unconditionally guarantees that Chlorodent does more for you than any other dentifrice, white, ammoniated, or chlorophyll, to give you a clean, fresh, healthy mouth. Remember, no other nationally advertised chlorophyll toothpaste has been proved so effective. So make sure you and your family get the toothpaste used in this test, clawed at.
Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, invite you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Catherine Grayson and Van Johnson in Grounds for Marriage. This is Irving Cummings saying goodnight to you from Hollywood and urging you as good Americans to be sure and vote tomorrow.
Heard in our cast tonight were Paul Preece as the narrator, Jay Novello as Pablo, Edgar Barrier as Fernando, Larry Dobkin as Lazaro, Chet Mankin as Eufemio, Lou Krugman as Madero, William Conrad as Diaz, and William Johnstone, Herb Butterfield, Yvonne Patey, Jack Crucian, Charlie Lung, Lou Merrill, Tony Barrett, Jim Bannon, and Eddie Marr. Our play was adapted by S.H. Barnett, and our music was directed by Rudy Schrager.